Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, "Hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer." Spreaker.com. Spreaker. Hustle on over today.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I'm hustling. Nobody say, man. Can't nobody fuck with me, man. You know, I can't be fucked with, you know.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
Whether you pay to see me win or you pay to see me lose, you're gonna pay. Fuck it, your kids still gotta eat. To watch, you know, any footage of a fighter. I mean, because I'm Floyd Mayweather, everybody gotta watch me. I knew eventually I was gonna have to fight Oscar. I feel like he was straight up and down, no really no special effects.
BoxingWords.com.
I can Canelo had the biggest deal. Your deal is for $300 million, and I made $350 million just in one fight. And you're fighting on the app.
BoxingWords.com.
I'm a king. Okay? I eat a feast. Well, every time I eat a feast. And when I get up from the table, I don't give a fuck who get the leftovers. At the end of the day, follow my green friend.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BoxingWords.com.
Yo, welcome back, TBV family. It is the Manny Pacquiao, Yordani Urgas Saturday fight day. But before we can talk about that, it looks like Tank Davis was en route to Las Vegas in his private jet when he had a near-death experience and the private jet crashed to the ground. So we'll just give you, you know, his Instagram live and let you hear from him what took place and let you see all the good stuff. Welcome back.
Plane crash. The plane didn't even take off. It took off, but didn't take off. Oh my God. I'm good. It's just my ass hot. I'm sitting on this concrete. My ass is, oh my God. You ever been whipped before? What? With a switch or a belt? That's how my ass feel right now. I'm sweating. I'm shaking. Yeah, this shit is crazy, bro. Look.
For everybody want to fly private, I think it's over for that. I'll be fucking, I'm driving or catch a train.
The pilots that want to fly.
It's funny, he said for everybody that want to fly private, you know, it's over for that. And, you know, it's these little planes where these accidents happen, man. To be honest, you know, this is kind of same size plane that we infamously took down Aaliyah. Sometimes it's just probably better to go commercial airliner versus these private jets. But luckily for him, man, he said it took off, but it ain't really take off. So it just crashed right back down, you know, so it wasn't a lot of distance. But let's get back to the audio.
They could have just flew. He probably felt it driving it, riding it. And then when he got in the air, he was like, throw me higher, put it down. And then that's when he fucked up. But he did good because he could have been over there.
No, but
He's saying that the pilot did good because they could have been over somewhere else in some other direction. Obviously, you know, we're not out there with them to see exactly where he's pointing, but he's definitely pleased with the way his pilot handled the situation.
I said, how you get in the ground? He said, it went by itself. He said, I had no control of the plane. He said that.
Look, he said that the pilot said he had no control over the plane. He don't even know how it got in the grass.
That would have blew up.
The whole plane would
have blew up.
Everything good.
I'm off here. We good.
Hey, man. Me grabbing you. I was like this.
We good.
That is it right there. I mean, pretty much.
But everybody want.
I think it's over for that.
You know, ambulance, fire department. But luckily, the young Davis is okay. You know, yeah. Luckily, he's all right. Like I said, you know, it seems that the audio states that the pilot suggested he had no control over the aircraft. And they're calling it an act of God how it landed on the grass. Tank's words were if they would have crashed over there, it would have blew up. So, lucky, and blessed, you know. So shout out to Tank, man, that made it out of this unscathed. Obviously, a little bit, you know, I guess he had some issues with his bum, right? Kept saying his bum was burning, so I have no clue. I know when I was watching it live, he was saying the concrete was hot, so I don't know if his bum was burning from the hot concrete. But yeah, this is what happened to Tank on Saturday night, right before the Manny Pacquiao fight. Crazy, man. Boxing, I tell you, it's like a soap opera, man. If you want to call in, you want to give us your opinion on this situation, if you watched it on Instagram happen, you want to call in and voice your opinion on this Tank situation, go ahead and do so. You know the number to do so, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time, voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Just bringing you the news, you know, rather do a little short video on Tank's plane crash than have everyone saying, hey, did you see Tank's plane crash, right? So, yes, TBV's on top of it. We know what's going on, and we're here to discuss it if you want to. You can call us up on Skype. You can dial the number 1-425-569-5241. And if not, you can use this video for reference. As it is breaking news, this is something that's just transpired to the young Gervonta Tank Davis. And, you know, very fortunate young man, blessed to be walking away from a plane crash with no sorts of lacerations or physical injuries. Crazy. Very, very blessed. But Tank does make it away. He does get to walk away from this, you know. He was ordered by the WBA to choose which WBA he's going to keep. You know, he has a few versions of it. He has the super at 130 and then the regular at 135 and the regular at 140. So they've asked him to make a decision on which of the three he plans on keeping. And that's going to be interesting because either decision he chooses is pretty much a storyline. If Tank says I'm dropping all the other ones and I'm staying with the 140, well, we automatically are going to be thinking he's going to try to pull the mandatory route for Josh Taylor. If Tank drops all the other ones and keeps the 135, now we think he's going to do the super champion, pull the super champion's mandatory with Tio. If he stays with the 130, do we get possible unifications with Herring and Shakur? Should he? You know, is it going to kill him to go back down to 130? You know? So these are all things that, you know, once he makes his decision, it's going to turn boxing on fire. He's news. World Star has this. Everybody, TMZ has this. And, you know, thankfully for Tank, a very unfortunate situation can turn into a PR blessing. The man that walked away from a plane crash. There's people in my chat right now saying Tank can't be hurt. So shout out to Tank, man. Shout out to Tank. Thank the man upstairs that you're doing well and that you you made it. You know, that accident wasn't too serious or severe. So shout out to Tank. Don't forget, if you're watching this on YouTube now, later, tomorrow, the week from today, hit the thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to help us grow. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans. It's going to let them know that we talk boxing, whether it's breaking news or previews and predictions or live fight chats like later on today. We're scheduled for 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be going live. So, yeah, man, catch us right here. NestGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch me on the next one. Let me show you. I can get no super chats. I don't want to leave any man behind. Probably not, as it's a short one. And it looks like it is a new. That is a new. New. All right. Arrivederci.
Here's to the great American settlers. The millions of you who settled for unsatisfying jobs because they pay the bills. Of course, there is something else you could do if you got something to say. Start a podcast with Spreaker from iHeart and unleash your creative freedom. Maybe even earn enough money to one day tell your old boss, "Hey, I'm no settler. I'm an explorer." Spreaker.com. S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. Hustle on over today.